Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start lying down. So choose a comfortable position to lie in. Maybe that's with your legs long in Shavasana. Although that is uncomfortable for your lower back, you might prefer to rest with your feet flat on the floor and knees bent in semi-supine. Just check that you have your arms in a comfortable position for your shoulders. Feel the way that your shoulder blades are contacting the floor. Check that your head is on straight. And bring your awareness to your breath. Allow the belly to gently rise as you breathe in, and then fall as you breathe out. And watch the flow of your breath. Breathe in and let the belly expand like you're doing. But then hold your breath in for a count of two. And then slowly breathe out. Breathe in, belly rises. Hold for two. And slowly breathe out, belly falls. That holding for two is easy. Make it a little bit longer, three or four, but don't strain your breath at all. Now we'll leave the breathing. Just breathe comfortably and feel your body. Check your mind state, aware of your mood. Then can you have your legs in semi-supine? If they're not already there, draw the feet up until the feet are flat on the floor and the knees are bent, and have the feet and the knees comfortably apart. Then interlace both hands behind the back of your head. Rest the head on the interlaced hands. Next time you breathe out, use your hands to gently tuck the chin in and roll the head forwards. And as you do that, squeeze your lower tummy in. And then breathe in. Relax the tummy muscles as you slowly put the head back down. Do that a few more times. Do it smoothly and comfortably. Breathe out, squeeze the lower tummy in, gently roll the head forwards, and breathe in back down. Just be really aware here not to pull the head up too high. The point of this exercise is not to get the head up as high as you can. You've got the hands under the head to support the weight of the head so that your neck can stay more relaxed. It should just be a gentle stretch through the upper spine there. If you do feel like going further, think of lifting more through the chest and keeping the neck more relaxed. Now, when you've got the head down on the floor next time, can you pause there? Keep the hands under the head still. But now slide your head slightly to one side, just an inch or two. And then carefully lift the head up. Take the head across and over to the other side and then back down to the floor. And slowly circle the head like that, going off to the side, up and around and back down. Again, keep the neck as comfortable as you can. Feel more here what's happening in between the shoulder blades. Feel the thoracic part of your spine. Maybe lift or circle more through the chest and keep the neck relaxed. And then go back in the other direction a few times, circling the head the other way, but having your attention on that sort of mid upper back there, the thoracic part of the spine between the shoulder blades. Feel how that part of your body moves against the floor. Great, and then bring the head into the center. Put the head down again for a moment, but still keep the hands underneath the head. Now, for this next one, keep your feet flat on the floor in semi-supine. So we're not going to move the legs yet. And go back to breathing out, squeezing your lower tummy in, gently lifting the head. But now, can you direct one elbow towards the opposite knee, but keep your feet flat on the floor? And then breathe in down and then swap over. Breathe out and tighten the lower tummy in. Gently lift the head and direct the other elbow towards the opposite knee. But keeping the knees still, so it's just your upper body here. And then alternate from side to side. Breathing out as you direct one elbow towards the opposite knee. And breathing in, back down. And just be careful here not to pull on the head or neck. And use the hands under the head to support the weight of the head. And lift more through the chest. And use your tummy muscles, squeezing in as you breathe out and lift. And then relaxing as you go down. This helps to particularly strengthen also the side abdominals, the oblique muscles, the ones that draw in the waist. Then keep doing what you are with your upper body, but now we'll include the legs. So as the elbow goes towards that opposite knee, lift the foot off the floor and bring the knee towards the elbow. So you breathe out and draw your knee and opposite elbow towards each other. Breathe in down and keep swapping sides. Feel this movement from one hip across to the opposite shoulder. Again, still working with the oblique muscles, the side abdominals. Then when you've got the feet down and the head down, just let that one go. Relax everything down. Bring the hands out from underneath the head and have your arms out wide in cross position. Out wide from the sides of your body. Keep the legs in semi-supine. But make them a wide semi-supine so the feet and the knees are about hip width and a half apart. And then when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center. And then breathe out down to the other side. Go from side to side like that. And as you breathe out and the knees go down to the side, see if you can use your whole out breath. You might need to slow the movement down so that you breathe all the way out as the knees go down to the side. And feel the sensations in your body. What does it feel like through the front of the legs? For the lower back? For the hips? You could include the head and neck here by gently rolling the head the opposite way to the knees. So as the knees go one way, the head gently turns the opposite way. And when you've got your knees in the middle, rest them back there in semi-supine. Just make any adjustments to your hips so that you can feel comfortable there. Sometimes when you take the knees side to side, it releases the lower vertebra, and then when you come back, it feels a bit stuck. So just lifting the hips up slightly, just a little bit up and down once or twice. Just help to realign the lower back again. Check that your head is on straight. Slide your arms down somewhere maybe a bit more comfortable, just having the arms resting on the floor, somewhere comfortable for your shoulders. And then bring both knees up over your chest. Just keep the arms resting on the floor. So the knees are just over the chest on their own. Now just feel your lower back for a moment. With the knees over the chest, how does your lower back feel? And then in a moment, we're going to bring the legs into a tabletop position. Tabletop position is quite a hard position for your lower back. If you have a lower back injury, just take care with it. If it feels like it's a bit much, it's causing pain, anytime you want, come back to where you are now with the knees just bent over the chest, and you can do all the movements from here if you prefer to. But for a stronger option, you can have the legs in tabletop position. So just try that now. So for tabletop position, you'll need to move the knees a little bit away from the chest. Lift the feet up a little bit so that the lower legs are parallel to the floor. Your knees should be roughly at right angles. A bit like you were lying on the floor and you had your legs up on a low table. The lower legs resting on the table with the knees bent. Now just as you hold here in the tabletop position, feel what your lower back is like. This tabletop position can cause your lower back to lift away from the floor a little bit. So can you squeeze your lower tummy in and see if you can make your lower back a bit flatter? And do that as much as you can here with the tabletop position. Okay, now we'll just rest for a moment. So just bend the knees back over the chest where you had them. You can catch hold of your knees with the hands and draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times just to stretch your lower back out. Great. And then relax the arms on the floor. And again, bring the legs into the tabletop position. Squeeze your lower tummy in. Try and keep your lower back as flat to the floor as you can. That'll mean you have to really use those deeper core muscles. And then keep one leg in tabletop position and slowly straighten the other leg up towards the ceiling. And then relax, come back down into tabletop and swap over and just alternate. Keep squeezing your lower tummy in. Keep one leg in tabletop position and slowly straighten the other leg up towards the ceiling. So just lifting one foot up into the air, coming back to tabletop and then swapping, lifting the other foot up into the air. Just breathe however you can here, because you're squeezing your lower tummy in. Your breath might be a bit shallower than normal. Just avoid holding your breath. And when the feet are both back down, again, bend the knees over the chest. And now put your hands on the inside edges of the knees and gently press the knees wide apart. Just hold there for a few breaths with the knees gently pressed wide, and feel the breath at the belly. Really relax the belly now. Breathe in, let the belly expand, and breathe out, let the belly fall. Feel what's happening through the inner thighs. Check that your face is relaxed. Consciously soften your eyes and your jaw. And slowly bring the knees back closer together again. And once more, come into the tabletop position. But if you need to rest, listen to your body, rest whenever you want, and just come back to the exercises when you feel to. This time, from tabletop position, keep the left leg in tabletop position. Be aware of your right foot and the right leg. Now keep the right knee bent how it is. So you're not going to straighten the leg or bend it more. If you can, keep the knee, right knee the same. But can you lower your right foot down towards the floor? Can you touch the foot with your touch the floor with your right foot. And then bring it back up. Have the right leg in tabletop position and touch the left foot down towards the floor. Keep squeezing your lower tummy in as much as you can and just alternate. One leg in tabletop position and then lowering the other foot down towards the floor. But keeping that knee the same, so the knee stays roughly at right angles still as you lower the foot down to the floor. Keep aware of your breath so you're not holding it. Even if your breath is shallow, that's fine. Just squeezing your lower tummy in. And then again, bring both knees over the chest. Put your hands, like you did before, on the insides of the knees and press the knees apart. You can even rock gently a bit side to side here with the knees wide. Breathing easily, just relaxing the lower tummy now. Leave the hips in the middle, bring the knees back closer together. Hold on to the front of the knees, on top of them. Use the hands to draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. Maybe breathe out as the knees come closer in towards the chest. And breathe in as they move away from the chest. Now release the knees, put the feet flat onto the floor in semi-supine, and rest your arms down beside you. Have the feet sort of hip width or a bit wider apart. And when you breathe in, slowly float your arms up so the fingers point up to the ceiling. And if it's okay for the shoulders, keep floating the arms up higher until the hands land on the floor up above you. And then breathe out and float the arms back down to land on the floor beside you, moving the arms with your breath, floating the arms up with the in-breath and down with the out-breath. Just have a little bend in the elbows here, that'll soften the shoulders and actually make it a healthier movement for the shoulders by having the shoulders a bit more relaxed with the elbows a bit bent. Then keep doing this same movement with the arms, but as you breathe in and float the arms up, squeeze your lower tummy in and lift the hips up into shoulder bridge as the arms float up above you, up above the head. And then lower the hips back down to the floor as you breathe out and bring the arms down. Imagine that the hands were connected to the hips, so as you breathe in and float the hands up, they almost like the hands were lifting the hips up into the shoulder bridge as they go up and then back down together. Feeling the back of the hips here, pressing the feet gently into the floor as you lift the hips up, so you can feel a nice strengthening through the back of the hips, strengthening the glutes. Now keep breathing in like you are, arms up, hips up. But when you breathe out and bring the arms down and the hips down, once the hips are down, can you bend both knees over your chest? And catch hold of the knees with the hands and draw the knees into the chest as you breathe out. But then breathe in, put the feet down, arms up, hips up into shoulder bridge. And then breathe out, bring everything down and then bend the knees over the chest. And alternate between breathing in, lifting the arms up and the hips up. And then breathing out down and bending the knees in towards the chest. To go even further here, when you breathe out and have the knees over the chest, hold under the knees, so that you can lift the feet up into the air, stretch the legs up into the air there. So you breathe in, arms up, hips up. Breathe out, down, and then stretch both legs up into the air. Feel that stretch into the back of the body. And these two exercises you're doing here are counter poses to each other. So each one brings the body back into balance. As you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge, you can maybe feel that tightness through the back of the body. And as you breathe out and stretch the legs up into the air, feel that stretch and lengthening into the back of the body. And then we'll finish by Having the hips down and just having the knees bent over the chest again for a moment and holding on to the knees with the hands. And using the hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. First one way, knees moving together. Just feeling as you circle the knees over the chest, feeling the shape that your hips and lower back are making against the floor. And you make that a circular shape. Then change directions. Just go back the other way a few times, circling the other way. Again, feeling the hips and the lower back. And bring the knees into the center. And put the feet down onto the floor. Have the feet close together, and the knees fairly close together. And then place your right ankle on your left knee, so the right knee is bent out to the right. And interlace the hands behind the head. Got the right ankle on the left knee. This can be quite strong on the right hip joint, so if that hurts the right hip joint, you might prefer, instead of having the ankle on the knee, to maybe as an option cross the right knee over the left knee, just like you'd do if you were sitting in a chair. But if it's fine, then preferably have the right ankle on the left knee. And then when you breathe out, lift the left foot off the floor, lift the head up at the same time, and see if you can draw your right ankle closer in towards your head. It might help to pull the lower tummy in. And then breathe in, relax back down to where you were. So you breathe out. Lift the left foot and the head, bring the head and right ankle as close together as you comfortably can. Inhale, relax down. Feel what's happening here, deep into the right hip. This exercise is said to stretch out a little muscle called the piriformis muscle. It's only a small muscle, but it's deep in the buttock into the glutes, sort of underneath all the other big glute muscles. And it's an important muscle to stretch out because the sciatic nerve either runs underneath it or sometimes even through that muscle. So this exercise is good for releasing the sciatic nerve. You can either move in and out of that pose a few more times, or if you'd rather hold there for a few breaths, hold in that position. You find a way of holding that suits you, so you can hold just like you are. Or if you would rather use maybe a left hand on the front or underneath the left knee, you could do that instead, or both hands there, if your head doesn't need the support. And however you're holding, be aware of your breath. Check that your face is relaxed. And then leave it. Slowly come back down. And just take a few moments there to swap over, to change sides. So in your own time, put your left ankle on the right knee, so the left knee is bent out to the left. When you breathe out, lift the right foot off the floor as you lift the head up, squeezing the lower tummy in. Breathe in back down. And how does this side feel? Does it feel just like the other one? Does it feel different? Is this a bit easier or smoother? Does it feel a bit tighter? When you've done that a few times, when you feel ready to hold, if you want to hold, then pause there in that position. You find a way of holding that feels good for you. Just remember, yoga's not a competition. It's not about pushing further. You're not doing better by going further. It's more about being aware of your body and having the wisdom to move in a way and ways that benefit you. Feel your body and feel your breath. Maybe be aware of your mind state every so often as you do the yoga. How do you approach the poses? And if you're still holding, slowly come back down. Relax the head, uncross the legs. And have the legs in a fairly wide semi-supine, hip width and a half apart, and the arms back out to the sides. And slowly take the knees from side to side. Be aware of how your lower back feels now. And when the knees are in the middle, if you're okay with the butterfly pose, have the feet close together and then bring the soles of your feet together and let the knees be wide apart in butterfly. Butterfly is not okay, especially if it's causing discomfort through the hip joints or the lower back. Just choose another position to rest in. Feel the breath. Let the belly gently rise as you breathe in. Hold for a count of two. And then slowly breathe out. Leave that breathing. Take your time to have the legs once more in semi-supine. And then from semi-supine, can you roll over to one side and come up into the all fours position. So that you're resting on your hands. The hands are roughly under the shoulders. The knees are roughly under the hips, about hip width apart. If you prefer to, if it's hurting your wrists or it starts to hurt through the wrists, it's fine to rest down on the elbows instead of the hands whenever you want to. And can you breathe in And carefully straighten one leg out behind you. Help to squeeze your lower tummy in. If you want to go a bit further, straighten the opposite arm out in front of you. So the arm, opposite arm and leg are fairly parallel to the floor. And then breathe out, put them down, and then swap sides. Breathe in, carefully straighten the other leg out behind. Maybe straighten the opposite arm out in front as well. Squeeze your lower tummy in to help stabilize you. Use those deep core muscles. Just alternate from side to side. Breathing in as you lift the opposite arm and leg. And breathing out as you put them down. This is a really good strengthening exercise. Good for strengthening the core muscles. In fact, all the stabilizing muscles that help stabilize your hips. Good for your lower back. Then when you've got the arms and legs down, we'll take a rest in child pose. So once both knees are back on the floor, slowly sink the hips back towards your feet. Rest in child pose. You can either have the forehead resting on the floor with the arms out long in front of you, or you can have the arms resting down beside you. Or you could put one fist on top of the other and maybe rest your forehead on your fists. Be aware of your breath. When you breathe in, can you take your attention from your tailbone up your spine, across and up the top of the head and down to the point between the eyebrows? And then breathe out back that same way, up over the head, down the spine to the tailbone. So you're breathing kind of in the shape of a shepherd's crook. Breathing in from the tailbone up and over the head to the point between the eyebrows, and breathing out back down to the tailbone. Leave that breathing. Be aware of how you feel. And come back up into the all fours position. Once you're up in the all fours though, rather than having the hands right under the shoulders, can you walk them a bit further in front of you? As if you're walking the hands a bit closer to the front of your mat. You might need to adjust the hands in a moment. You might want to take them further forward or back a little bit. And just really be careful here if you've got any wrist injury, if it hurts your wrists. Make sure you just relax back in child position whenever you want to and don't go too far. Also, be careful with your lower back. Spread your fingers wide apart. Just gently pressing the fingertips into the floor can help take some pressure off your wrists. Then when you breathe in, can you slowly bring your hips forward So that first you come into a kind of plank position. But then if you want to go a bit further, you can maybe bring the hips a bit further forward so you start to move into more of a backward bend and into the upward dog position. But go carefully there. Listen to your body. But then breathe out. Take the hips back and go all the way back into child pose. And then alternate between those two movements. So alternate between breathing in, slowly bringing the hips forward towards upward dog, but you decide how far to go. And then breathing out and back into child pose. Feel your spine as you do the movements. Especially as you're bringing the hips forward there, might help to again squeeze your lower tummy in, help to protect your lower back. Maybe you can just rest in child pose whenever you want to. Or if you're quite familiar with yoga and the classes and you know upward dog, downward dog, and you know that's okay for you, you don't have any injuries. You could alternate between breathing in, bringing the hips forward towards upward dog, but then breathing out, tucking your toes under and lifting the hips up into downward dog. And then alternating between maybe upward dog, downward dog, if you know that, and you know that's okay for you. And if you are doing that option, it'll be really good to keep some awareness on your lower tummy muscles squeezing in, just to stabilize and support your lower back. You're using the strength of those core muscles to support you. And we'll take another rest back in child pose. So when you're ready, just make sure you've got your knees down and just take your time to sink the hips back towards the feet. Have the arms somewhere comfortable for your neck and shoulders. Come back to your breath. We'll do that visualization where you breathe in from the tailbone up the spine to the point between the eyebrows. And breathe out back down to the tailbone. And even though we call child pose a resting pose, it's actually a very beneficial pose for your body. Because it restricts blood flow in the legs, it increases blood flow into the upper part of the body, into the organs. And it calms your nervous system. Said to be good for the pituitary gland, especially with this breathing visualization. And leave that breathing. Then from child pose, take plenty of time to come all the way up to standing. Just take your time there, come up as easily as possible. Now, when you are up standing, stand with your feet a bit wider apart, sort of mat shoulder width apart. Have your arms relaxed down beside you, next to your body, but with the feet wide-ish. Feel the soles of your feet against the floor. And then when you breathe in, float one arm up, out to the side and up above your head. But Just soften the shoulder there by bending the elbow slightly. Then breathe out and lean to the opposite side. Then breathe in back down, float the other arm up and over and leaning across to the opposite side. So you're doing a sideways bend, a lateral bend. Go from side to side. Breathe in as you float the arm up and breathe out as you lean to the side. So as you float the left arm up towards the ceiling, you breathe out as you lean to the right. As the right arm floats up, breathe out as you stretch over to the left. Just alternating sides. Keeping some awareness on the contact that your feet have with the floor. The next time you float one arm up into the air, can you just pause there? So you've got one arm up in the air, up, sort of pointing up to the ceiling. And then lean like you were just doing to the opposite side. So come into that nice side stretch. And then carefully bend the knees a bit. Bring that arm all the way down, down to the floor and then up and around. And just circle the arm like that a few times. Same arm, just circle it a few more times. Come up, lean to the side, and then relax it all the way down to the floor and around. A big circle with the arm. Bending the knees, leaning forward from the waist as the arm comes down. And then we'll swap over, relax that arm down and we'll swap over. So float the other arm up towards the ceiling, lean across to the opposite side, then bend the knees, lean forward from the waist, bring the arm down. Make a nice big smooth circle with the arm there. Up and over and down. You decide how much to bend the knees. Keep aware of your breath. And then leave that. Come back into the center. Relax the arms down beside you and bring your feet a bit closer together now, about hip width apart. Then breathe in. Float your arms up out to the front, up towards the ceiling. And then breathe out, float the arms down. As you do that, gently bend the knees and lean forward from your waist. And bring the hands all the way down towards the floor. As you lean forward from the waist, relax the head and chest down. And then breathe in when you're ready. Float the arms up, lift the head and chest back up. And breathe out, lean forward from the waist as you bring the arms all the way down towards the floor. Go up and down like that. As you breathe in and float the arms up towards the ceiling and lift the head and chest, you could press the hips slightly forward there so you feel a gentle backward bend in the lower back. Make sure you bend the knees as you breathe out and lean forward from the waist so that you gently stretch into your lower back as you hang forward. Feel the muscles in the legs working here. Feel the lower back. Then next time you're leaning forward from the waist, stay there. Have the knees bent enough that you can hang from the waist. Relax the arms down. Let go of the neck if you can. Let the head just hang down as well. And be aware of your breath. keep bending the knees and bring your hands all the way down to the floor. Walk the hands forward. Walk the feet a bit back until you can put the knees on the floor. We'll just briefly come back into the child pose. Feel your breath. And slowly come up from child pose, bring your head and chest up, and bring the legs out long in front of you. Have the legs out long in front, about hip width apart. And place your hands on the front of the legs. When you breathe out, can you tuck your chin in towards your throat? You kind of squeeze the chin onto the throat. This is called the throat lock and is very good for the thyroid gland. And then roll back a little bit and squeeze your lower tummy in. And then breathe in, come back into the center, relax the tummy and the throat. And then breathe out and slide the hands down the legs towards your feet. Come into the forward bend. And just bend your knees as much as you want to there. And then alternate between those two movements. Breathing out into each pose and breathing in into the middle. So you breathe out as you tuck the chin into the throat, squeeze the lower tummy in and roll backwards there. And then breathe in, relax in the middle. And then breathe out, bend the knees and soften down into the forward bend. These two exercises together are said to be very good for the thyroid gland and the adrenals. Really good for your digestion as well. Finish with a forward bend. So next time you lean forward from the waist, stay there. And now don't go too far. You're better to go somewhere more comfortable, but stay here a bit longer. You don't want to have any sense of straining. What a nice stretch. But never forcing your body. You're best to start off somewhere quite easy and just get used to that and breathe. And then as you start to feel more comfortable and safe with that, then maybe you can just soften a bit more deeper into the stretch. Especially as you breathe out, you can just soften there. Maybe just stretch a bit more deeply with the out-breath. Let go of your jaw. Feel the back of your body. Then take your time to slowly come up out of it. Come up gradually. When you have got the head and chest up, rest back on your hands for a moment. Bring the feet a bit wider. And give the legs a good shake out. And then just take a few moments to lie comfortably. It's actually really beneficial for your body to have a rest after you do the exercises. You'll get a lot more benefit from them by doing that. So either lie comfortably and breathe easily for a few minutes, or listen to one of the relaxation meditations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.